But yesterday we also heard that we want to attract international visitors, we need more social media savvy locations so that we have those beautiful images that get pumped around the world. One of the other strategies that our state government talks about when it comes to increasing visitors and, you know, providing another spoke in the wheel to our economy is international students. Well, the state government has just released their international education strategy, and that's their way of trying to attract more overseas students so that they study here in WA. So, roughly, what are their ideas? Well, the strategy has been developed in partnership with an organisation called Study Perth, and it says it will guide future government and industry action. I'm reading from a government statement here. It also says and is focused on growing the number of international students coming to study in Western Australia. Now, our state government also says that fundamental to West Australia's success will be the marketing of the state as an international education destination. They'll also need to improve the experience of students living and learning in Perth and the collaboration and cooperation of the sector. So the McGowan government, it says here, is committed to $2 million over 5 years to support the effective implementation of the strategy. But what does it mean? Is it a good idea? And more importantly, will it work in attracting international students here to WA? Let's find out from Stephen O'Neill. So Stephen is the Managing Director of ISCA Migration Consultants. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Paula. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Firstly, Stephen, I want to get an idea from you. Why is it that our state government should be interested in attracting international students here?
Yeah, look, it's a massive industry Australia-wide. It's a really big industry in Western Australia. As that publication said, it's worth about $2 billion a year in Western Australia and $20 billion nationally. So we've obviously got mining goes ups and downs, and other industries have their ups and downs, but international education has been a mainstay for a lot of years. Unfortunately, Western Australia have lost a lot of students over the last 15 months compared to the national growth. And they do need to do something. Like, I guess this is a very, very small drop in the ocean, though. I think they're way off mark with what they're doing here.
Right. So what is it that... So do you have problems with the actual strategy, or is it more of a case that they're just not doing enough?
Well, just to put some figures on it, Western Australia's lost around 2,500 international students compared to the national growth over the last 12 months. And the main reason for that is that they did not sponsor one international student in the whole of 2017-18 program year for skilled visas. So South Australia, New South Wales, Victoria all sponsored over 2,500 international students for permanent and temporary visas who studied in their state. That obviously attracted students to choose those states to go to. Western Australia didn't sponsor one person. So we've lost 2,500 students already on what we should have had, and that's worth around $350 million in lost income for tuition fees and for, I guess, living costs that they spend over here. So $350 million, they're spending $2 million on advertising. They're way off the mark. The money isn't enough, and they're not... they just were not serious about sponsoring students. That's probably what 90% of students are looking for, is visa outcomes, and Western Australia missed the boat last year.
So, Daniel Nazima, Stephen O'Neill.
That's all right.
Sorry, Stephen O'Neill is the Managing Director of ISCA Migration Consultants. So, Stephen, have you been lobbying the state government at all on this issue?
We have. We spent a lot of time with them. We've been giving them a lot of figures. We've been explaining both in the media and through our own social media about how this is affecting the international student market in Western Australia. We see these students day in, day out. Now, to the WA government's credit, last month they started to sponsor international students, but they've still missed the mark. What they have now done is they've said, if you're coming here and studying a PhD or you're coming here and studying a master's, here's a pathway for you where we might choose you for one of these skilled visas to stay in Australia. They include bachelor degree students, but no bachelor degree students will be able to be selected on their current criteria. They didn't have any diploma and TAFE college students offering incentives to those, and they offered no incentive to tradespeople. And to give you an idea, the trades, diploma and degree people, all of who cannot get sponsored by the state government under their new plan, is 70% of the international student market. So how is this going to help that 70% choose Western Australia? They're not going to. $2 million on advertising to do glossy videos or to take people from the airport to the college, that's not what students are after.
Stephen, can you help us with this question that we've just had from Peter, who has rung in? He wants to know how much it would cost the government to sponsor a student.
There's a few issues around it, but I'll try and summarise it. If Western Australia sponsors a student to stay here permanently, it becomes part of the national migration program, but it gives them 5 or 10 extra points, which might well be the difference between them getting permanent residence or not. So for the Western Australian government, it doesn't cost anything. It's just they decide they want to sponsor certain people in certain occupations. Financially, it doesn't cost anything. It just means that person can stay in Australia permanently. If they didn't stay in Western Australia, if that place in the migration program wasn't given to a WA student, it would be given to someone else anyway. The national program, that the department have got targets, and if it doesn't get sponsored by Western Australia, it will be a permanent visa somewhere else. So it actually doesn't cost us anything to sponsor extra international students. All it does is it attracts students to choose Western Australia to study in, and that's why it's been so frustrating the government for the last 15 months that they haven't gone down this path. Now, they've started to through the state migration program, but they need to expand that to tradespeople and TAFE students and degree students to really be effective, not spend $2 million on a few glossy videos.
Stephen, in your dealings with the state government on this issue, you've mentioned that you've been frustrated, but in your dealings with them, what are the reasons that you've been given why they're not going down that path? You know, are there concerns that there may not be enough jobs in this state?
Obviously, we're talking at a sort of state government administration level, and I think those people support what it is that we're saying. They understand the drop in figures. They understand what will attract students. It's a political message. Obviously, the politicians have got a message that certainly when Mr. McGowan got elected, it was WA jobs first. The problem is that this policy has cost us 900 jobs so far in the industry, given we've lost $350 million in international students. So it's actually cost us jobs. It was a very good political message, I guess, to get elected, but it wasn't a good economic message. Mr. McGowan has now realised that. He's flipped over and changed his policy in the last couple of months, but he still isn't targeting the right people.
So what about these students who come here and study and say if they do get, that visa that allows them to stay and have a job here? So are there jobs, are there demand for those students and the skills they have to offer, and are there jobs for them?
Well, the Western Australia market is obviously growing. The economy is growing here. And obviously there are times when you want, increased skills in the labour market, and there are times when you have less skills in the market. The average skilled migrant who comes to Western Australia and comes to Australia in general creates more income for the economy than they take out of their job. That's a statistical analysis that's been consistently met for the skilled migration program. So each skilled migrant that we actually sponsor creates more than they take from the economy. There are other categories of visas that don't have that, but for the skilled migration program, the international student market, it's a no-brainer.
We're talking to Stephen O'Neill, who is the Managing Director of ISCA Migration Consultants. Stephen, can you give me a bit of an idea of what are the factors behind students who do get the visas that are available?
So the policy of the Western Australian government at the moment is that they will sponsor the best master's and PhD students. They do include degree people in their program, but no degree people will meet the criteria because all the places are going to masters and PhD students. So you might get someone who's done a master's in nursing, master's in accounting, master's in engineering, and they get extra points to be able to get to the pass mark to get an invitation to apply for permanent residence.
Steve, thanks for joining us. That's Stephen O'Neill. He is the Managing Director of Iskar Migration Consultants and talking about efforts to get more international students here to study in Australia, and it's for the economy. That's because the state government has launched its strategy today on how to make that happen.